Ricky, it's hard to come back into a game when you start as we did today. We never really looked on it, if I'm honest. What do you make of it?
Yeah, no, I thought they're a good side, Stratford. Obviously, you don't go 10 games unbeaten if you're not a decent outfit. And I thought they were big, I thought they were strong, I thought they were well organised, and caused us a lot of problems from set plays. And yeah, it was a far from ideal start, you know, inside 30 seconds, I think. Silly foul. And then a ball into our box. I think our goalkeeper's got to come and claim it. Doesn't, and the lad scores. And uphill battle. And then the second one, very similar. It was a ball into our box. Goalkeeper's got to come and get it, I think, inside the 6-yard box. We're forced to clear it out for a corner. And then the resulting corner they score from. Box to box again. Was there too much between the two teams? No. In our box, did we defend it well enough? Not from the set plays, clearly. And did we look like scoring? Not really. Yeah. So we've got to be better in both boxes. It's as simple as that. If we want to start picking up points again, we've got to be better. And I've just said that to the players.
Yeah, I mean, hard to say we didn't work hard. Every player worked hard, but we just didn't look like scoring at all, as you say.
Yeah, no, look, it's the same. It's very, very similar group of players from the start of the season. And at the start of the season, we were defending a lot better. Especially from set plays than what we are now. I put a lot of it down to our goalkeeper. I think Tim Treves was, he's a big loss because he does come in and take things and he's commanding his 18-yard box. So I think that was a big loss. And young Sam's obviously not got the most experience for a young goalkeeper, and it's one of his areas that he's not the strongest in. And I think that's played a part, for sure. I also think, you know, Jarvis has been missing a couple of games, and I think he's a strong aerially. So he was a problem. He wasn't on the pitch when we conceded the first two goals. So look, there's a few things, but if you're struggling with that area, you know, today we gave away far too many fouls and give them far too many opportunities to put the ball in the box. Second half we were a lot better, but the game was dead and buried. And you know, it's a difficult period. You know, have we got the mental character and the mental strength to come through this with this young group? I'm not sure. You know, maybe I need to go out and look at bringing in one or two new faces with a bit more experience, because hard work only gets you so far. And we're certainly lacking a little bit of quality. We're certainly lacking goals. So over the next few days, we'll be racking our brains as to looking to bring in a couple of additions, because I think the squad needs it.
Yeah, losing can become a habit, and we seem to be getting in the habit at the moment.
Yeah, it's exactly what I just said to the players. Yeah. You know, I look round and, you know, it's five straight defeats now in the league, and, you know, I said to them, I'm an honest guy. You know, my job's under pressure. You know, you can't just expect to lose five straight games and the chairman not pull you in and ask what's going on. And, you know, And I've said to the players, how many of these players do I trust to get us out of it? And I need to surround myself with players that I believe can get out the rut that we're in. And today, you know, 25 seconds in and you're 1-0 down. It doesn't stand them in good stead. You know, we are very young and we can't expect too much from them, but we've got to expect more than what they're given at this moment in time. And if they can't get back to where we need them to be, then we are going to have to look at making a few changes. And I don't like doing that because I'm a loyal manager. And I think the players we've got have already shown that they can do it at this level. But it's not about doing it for three or four games and then not for three or four games. It has to be on a consistent basis, and at the moment we're struggling to find that consistency.
County Cup tie coming up Tuesday night.
Yep.
Possibilities of changing things around for that, or likely to go the same way?
Well, if we're going to bring in a couple of players, we need to offload a couple of players. So I think Tuesday night's a perfect opportunity for the whoever starts to show that and prove that they want to be at this football club. And you know, it's a game that we should win. Bearing in mind the levels, it's a game that we should win. Bearing in mind the players that we've got, that should be better than a step five team. But we found against Saffron Walden that these teams are good, and Coventry are a decent side. You know, we know their players, and they'll be up for it. So it will be a different sort of test to what we normally face with. It will be a physical battle, and We'll see how our players stand up to it, because you know, we're challenging them to put things right quickly, and if we're struggling to do it in the league, it's a perfect opportunity to do it against a lower level team in a local competition. So you know, we'll see where we're at.
Okay, thank you very much, mate.
Right, mate.
Cheers.